Welcome to Torah Timecha Parsha of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Shkup, and today we will be learning Parashat Shoftim. In this parasha, Moshe prepares the nation for establishing a governmental system in Eretz Yisrael to include a judiciary that will ensure equitable and trustworthy legal order, ensuring that courts do not issue arbitrary rulings and employ appropriate rules of evidence and testimony. He warns the judiciary and the executive branches, the shoftim and the shotrim, to avoid any form of bias and bribery, exhorting them and the rest of society to pursue justice, tzedek, tzedek tirdof, to ensure that the nation will inherit the Holy Land, which will not tolerate a corrupt and decadent society. He prepares the people for the establishment of a monarchy bound by Torah law, in which the king has limited powers. Throughout the parasha, Moshe warns the people to ensure that no innocent blood is shed, and that those suspected of wrongdoing will be judged fairly. Moshe delineates the role and rights of the Kohanim and Levi'im, who will not be meted property in the land, but will oversee the cities of refuge, Arei Miklat, designed to hold individuals who committed manslaughter without malicious intent. Moshe lays out the rules for establishment of an army that would avoid scorched earth policies and would give the enemy options for peaceful surrender. He indicates who should be exempt from serving in this army. And then, among the 14 positive commandments and 27 prohibitions in this parasha, are interwoven exhortations to eradicate idolatry and superstition, forbidding witches, wizards, and fortune tellers. In the middle of this parasha, Moshe continues with an issue raised last week in Parashat Re'eh. There, Moshe introduced the topic of a false prophet. In the 13th chapter, Moshe prepares the people for an eventuality. Ki yakum bikirbecha navi o cholem chalom venatan elecha ot o mofet. When, not if, a prophet or a dreamer of dreams shall rise among you, and he will give you a sign or a wonder. Because this prophet or dreamer makes a successful prediction or a miraculous sign, the people are likely to believe him. Therefore, Moshe warns that this man's credibility should not give credence to his advice. Should this prophet or dreamer lead them to idolatry? Lo tishma el divrei anaviahu, o el cholem hachalomahu, ki minase Hashem elokechem etchem, ladat hayeshchem ohavim et Hashem elokechem, bechol levavchem uvechol nafshechem. You must not listen to the words of that prophet or dreamer. Hashem, your God, is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and with all your soul. In our parasha, Moshe warns against indulging in idolatrous practices, including human sacrifice, wizardry, communing with the dead, and fortune-telling. For such abominations led Hashem to expel the Canaanites and their cohorts from the land. Moshe explains that the Israelites will be guided by Hashem through his chosen prophets. Am Yisrael need not rely on prognosticators, for Hashem will provide a replacement after Moshe dies. Hashem will raise a prophet like me from among your own people, and you are to obey him. However, Moshe recognizes that charlatans will also arise from among the Jews and warns the people against following false prophets and dreamers who will try to mislead them into abrogating any of the mitzvot or adopting any idolatrous behavior or beliefs that contradict the Torah that Am Yisrael received at Har Sinai directly from Hashem. And then, As if reading their minds, Moshe adds, וכי תאמר בלבבך, איך נדע את הדבר אשר לא דיברו השם? How will we know whether or not a prophecy is from Hashem or made up by a fake? Moshe then explains that if the predicted event does not occur, they will know that the prophet is false. The Mefarshim throughout the ages struggled with this entire issue of Navi Sheker. And while Chazal teach us that since the days of Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi, there are no more true prophets, Josephus wrote that there was a plethora of people claiming prophecy throughout the era of Bayit Sheni, and particularly during the period of the Roman conquest. We've had false prophets and false messiahs that arose throughout our history, particularly in times of severe persecution, and many of them wreaked havoc, misleading Jews into violating Torah and mitzvahs. In the brief time, and with my limited knowledge, we will consider the major questions that our sages posed on these sections in the book of Devarim. Why does the Torah call someone who is misleading the people into idolatry and immorality a Navi? This seems to be an honorific and refers to someone to whom Hashem speaks and who bears Hashem's messages to the people. At no time does Moshe call such a charlatan a Navi Sheker, just a Navi, or Cholem Chalom, a dreamer of dreams. And if the false prophet is a pretender, how is it possible that he can perform signs and wonders that lend him credibility and allow him to mislead the people? Furthermore, in light of Moshe's criterion for determining who is a false prophet, is it any wonder that Yonah refused to go to Nineveh, knowing full well that his prediction that the city would be destroyed in 40 days would be annulled by the repentance of the people? So apparently, not having your predictions come true is insufficient to determine if someone is a true or a false prophet. Finally, if Hashem knows our innermost thoughts, why does he test our loyalty to the Torah and mitzvot through false prophets? Ramban and Rabbeinu Bachai, among others, suggest that the Torah is using the term Navi ironically to mimic the self-serving claims of a glib demagogue. At the same time, Ramban posits that there are people, not necessarily kosher, who have tapped into occult powers that come from kochot hatum'ah. They come from vile sources. And those powers are real and give them access to knowledge and skills unavailable to most people. Rambam Maimonides disagrees and posits that the supposed powers and authorities that such false prophets claim, they can all be scientifically explained. The signs and wonders are no more than sleight of hand and illusions, and these can be exploited by unscrupulous people to mislead and overpower gullible people. Regardless of how glib and powerful a false prophet may be, or how holy and spiritual he may seem, Moshe is guiding the people to reject any person by virtue of claiming divinity. If he claims that he is the Son of God, if he claims that he has divine powers, and he contradicts even a single mitzvah of the Torah, we must know that he is a false prophet. Abarbanel points out that the Torah does not indicate that the so-called prophet can make a sign or a wonder, but that he gives us a sign or a wonder, And that sign and wonder is actually embedded in natural law. Imagine a time traveler that would return to the Middle Ages, armed with the wonders of modern technology in his pocket. A cell phone, a cigarette lighter. And he would tell the people that he can fly and communicate with other continents. Wouldn't they think him a wizard? Would they not imagine that he is a god? Probably follow him blindly. In the book of Yirmiyahu, the criterion for distinguishing between a true messenger of Hashem and a false prophet is clarified. If a prophet foretells calamity, which is averted by virtue of the people taking heed and changing their ways, he is still deemed a true messenger. Contrary to his fears, Yonah did not lose credibility just because his prediction was foiled. On the contrary, he was respected, and the people of Nineveh took heed to what he said and repented. On the other hand, if someone claiming to be a prophet predicts good things to come, peace, prosperity will come, and they do not come to be, we can know that he is a false prophet. In any event, by rejecting the validity of any of the mitzvot given in the Torah, the messenger is automatically disqualified. Consequently, Rabbeinu Miyuchas ben Rabbi Eliyahu, who lived in Greece sometime in the 12th to the 14th century, but he wrote a pirush on the book of Devarim, and he said, Galui veyadua haya lefanav, she'atid Yeshu hanotzri la'amod, lefichach hikdim veizhil. It was revealed and known to him, to Hashem, of course, and to Moshe, his prophet, that in the future, Yeshu the Nazarite will rise up and mislead the Jews and many other people. And therefore, Moshe preempted with this warning that he would violate the Torah and invalidate mitzvahs given by Hashem. And by virtue of that, they would know that he is a false prophet. Harav Zalman Sorotskin, in his Pirush Oznaim LaTorah, indicates that these chapters in Dvarim were used successfully by Geirei Tzedek, true converts to Judaism, in their disputes with the priests of the Orthodox Church, who were commissioned by the Tsar to persuade them to return to Christianity. The nisayon, the test, that Hashem places before us is not to enhance his knowledge, but to actualize the belief embedded in our hearts and display before the whole world the firmness of our faith in the Torah and in Hashem. After all the miracles that Bnei Yisrael experienced in the Exodus and in Yam Suf, the Torah applauds them for attaining emunah. And as they sang praises to Hashem, the height of their attainment was not knowledge through sight or hearing, but through a direct encounter with Hashem. Vayaaminu b'Hashem u'b'Moshe avdo. And they attained faith in Hashem and in his servant Moshe Rabbeinu. Thank you for learning with me.